The island of Okinawa was returned today by the United States to Japan after 27 years of occupation. But the Americans didn't leave Okinawa today. The United States still has military bases there and many civilian workers. Some Okinawans don't like that, and today they demonstrated. Many Japanese don't like it either, and they demonstrated in Tokyo.
The day Okinawa was returned to Japan, thousands protested in Tokyo. They liked getting the island back, but they didn't like Americans still keeping military bases there. Yet that was the only way the Japanese government could get Washington to go along with the deal, and even then it wasn't easy. During the talks, which took 2 years, both sides reportedly came close to losing their tempers any number of times. While a lot of Japanese were angry about the terms involved in the return of Okinawa, government officials were glad to get it back, even with the Americans still on it. The moment came when Prime Minister Sato led Emperor Hirohito and his wife into Tokyo's Budo Hall. Vice President Agnew was there as President Nixon's special representative. Yet the day really belonged to Prime Minister Sato. Many Japanese feel he's too close to Americans and was exploited because of it. But now, regaining Okinawa was, for Sato, his vindication, a triumph that took nearly 8 years of work. As he spoke, his eyes filled with tears. Then there was a moment of silent prayer to remember the dead. The past, as well as the present, filled the hall. Okinawa was the bloodiest battle of the Pacific War. It claimed the lives of more than 200,000 people, 14,000 of them American. Names like Naha, the Shuri Castle Ridge, still live with those who fought there. For Americans, Okinawa was a cruel, bloody victory. For the Japanese, it was a punishing defeat that left despair and disgrace.
This ceremony marks a turning point in the relations between our two countries, where it resolves the last major issue of the war. It is the end of an era, but more importantly, it is the beginning of a new one in which we can expect an even greater community of interests between our two great nations. I am confident that this new relationship, based upon full partnership, is well launched with today's historic event.
After his remarks, Mr. Agnew handed Prime Minister Sato the proclamation officially returning Okinawa to Japan. In triumphs like this, the Japanese know only one way to salute themselves and their emperor.
Nippongoku Banzai! Banzai!
Phil Brady, NBC News, Tokyo.